Good morning, Tammy. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Wonderful.
On this rainy day.
Yeah, this rainy day. You know, we always tend to have a little bit of rain in the weather. We do.
Yeah. We do. You know, I bet. I've been doing the National Day of Prayer since 2005 for Du Bois.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not just kidding you. I'm not making this up. I bet on one hand, I can count how many days were like 70, 80 degrees.
Yeah.
You know? In fact, I remember a few years ago, it was so cold. I think it was like 45 or something. It was just really, everybody was wearing winter coats.
I remember that year.
Yes, do you remember that?
Pretty cold. Yeah. Now, this year, and actually last year as well, we've had to do a little bit of a different situation just to keep everybody safe. But the goal is the same.
Yes.
I mean, despite the fact that we might not physically be with each other this year, we are still going to be... we're still going to be praying in spirit together and celebrating this National Day of Prayer. Now, this is tomorrow, 11 a.m., this Thursday. Local churches coming together in prayer and praying for our government, our military, families, healthcare workers, City of Du Bois, and many more who need this prayer. So, Tammy, what's this all about?
Well, with the National Day of Prayer, like as you just pointed out, it's been around for 70 years. And the whole point of the National Day of Prayer is to pray for our nation as well as our local communities. There's so much people can be praying for. And here's the thing, Brittany. I hear so many people say, well, they bark about this and they bark about that and they complain about this. But here's the thing. The only way things are going to be corrected is through the power of prayer, because the Bible says if two or three gather together touching any one thing, that Christ is in the midst of us. See, he has a bigger plan. He has a bigger scheme of things than what we even see. I know a lot of people were discouraged because of COVID last year. People were discouraged because of the election and what happened, and I'm not going to get on an election soapbox, not going there. But my point being is, if you want change, the only thing that's going to change it is Christ, see? And right now, we're at a crossroads, and God, see, people get so discouraged because they think that God's turned a blind eye to everything going on in our country. They think that God doesn't care, but he does care, and he sees everything, and he's not abandoned this nation. He has not abandoned Du Bois, Pennsylvania. See, God is in control of everything we do. And this year, if people want to take... and make an impact, they could be praying for the religion, that category. They could be praying for the churches. They could be praying for the pastors. Because right now in the time we're living in, our religious liberties, our religious freedoms are dwindling, and we need people to be praying for that, you know? And we need to be praying for our businesses. I just said this to Lou in the Sunday studio. Look around at the businesses. I mean, it was bad the last 3 or 4 years trying to find employees to work. Right now, there's businesses that were open 6 and 7 days a week. They're down to like 4 or 5 days a week, and they've really pared back their schedules because they can't facilitate help in their businesses because no one wants to work. So there's something people can be praying for, employees into the workplace. And the other one is the government. There you go. You know, we just said this about government. If you want change, we got to pray for change. We need to ask God to move on our behalf for our government, that God would be that he would be in control, because the Bible says that the government is on his shoulders. Our government is on the shoulders of God. That's just the way it is. You know, he's our judge. He's our lawgiver. You know, he's in control of it all. And we need to be praying for our media. I mean, you know, it's not just radio. We have newspaper. We have television. There's, so for social media that's went rampant. So there's so many areas that need prayer that we need to be praying for in that facet. We could be praying for arts and entertainment. And we need to be praying for our families, because families are right now on the front lines and they're taking a hit big time.
Well, Tammy, unfortunately, I feel like we could talk forever about this, but we've got to get into our local news. Tammy, if people want to pray together and listen to these prayers from local community members and churches, we tune in this Thursday, 11 a.m.
Yes, on News Talk Radio.
Exactly.
Yes.
There, 99.7 and 96.7 Connect FM. your only local news radio here on Connect FM. We are proud to be able to air the National Day of Prayer. Yes. Tammy, thank you so much for being here.
And you know
morning.
What else I also want, real super quick, I want to take and thank all the businesses who sponsored the National Day of Prayer on the radio station, because you don't realize what kind of a statement that makes in the marketplace, but it also makes a statement and an impact of where you stand. So I just want to thank people for doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And a big thank you to Nelson's Golden Years, Lifespan Family Services, TNT Auto Parts, The Dutch Pantry, At Home Realty, Christian Book and Gift, Christ the King Manor, Advanced Disposal, Miller Home Furniture and Mattress, and the Adamson Funeral Chapel. So thank you. Thank you so much for supporting the National Day of Prayer. And thank you, Tammy, for being here this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. I didn't mean to go on and on.
That's all right. Now, we're actually going to hear a little bit more about the National Day of Prayer in our news coverage in just a moment. Local news brought to us in part by Community County Services, family-based mental health. Here's what's happening. Mitigation efforts like capacity limitations for businesses, restaurants,